Supporters cheer as competitors cross the finish line in front of a backdrop of white peaks and blue glaciers. The athletes have covered many miles by boat, bike, and foot to get to the Chilkat State Park. The triathlon starts in Mosquito Lake, approximately 30 miles north of the Haines town site. From there, competitors paddle 8 miles down the Chilkat River in kayaks or on paddleboards. Once they reach the shore, racers mount bikes for a 22-mile ride down the Haines Highway to Fort Seward. At the fort, the athletes begin the final 8.5-mile run to Chilkat State Park. Race Marshal Gershon Cohen says that the route is supposed to highlight the importance of the Chilkat as a natural resource and recreational site.
You know, everybody knows that we get food out of it, and everybody knows that it provides a lot of jobs for the community. It also provides tremendous recreational opportunities for the community, and we wanted to celebrate that. So we came up with the idea of having this race that's all along the river, in the river, or along the river the whole way.
Juneau residents Adam Moser and Alicia Fallberg of teams A Ablaze finished the race first with a time of 3 hours and 30 minutes. They are the reigning team champions of the Chilkat Challenge. Fallberg rode in the cycling portion of the triathlon. In spite of the difficult road conditions due to construction on the Haines Highway, she says she was well prepared.
I trained a little bit harder this year, so the gravel section was kind of sketchy, but we made it through. And we did the Kluane bike race 2 weeks ago, too, so we had been training for that, and that is helpful.
Justin Dorn of Juneau won the men's solo race with a time of 3 hours and 34 minutes. He was followed by Chris Muse of Haines and Alex Lynette of Skagway. Haines residents took the top 3 spots for the women's solo race. Alexanne Goodman finished in 3 hours and 51 minutes, followed by Kayla Brewer and Alyssa Besky. Goodman competed in the triathlon last year on a team. When asked what the most difficult portion of the event was this year, Goodman said the final stretch was extremely challenging.
They extended it by about 3 miles, and the last 3 miles are basically all uphill on a gravel road. So it changed because the terrain changes and your legs are jelly, it is painful.
54 people completed the triathlon on Sunday, up from about 40 competitors last year. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.